If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
Horse Racing's Triple Crown got underway with a wild long shot win. The Warriors-Grizzlies series suddenly has even more drama.
And the NFL launches an investigation into the Las Vegas Raiders. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky.
And I'm Matt Straub. It's Monday, May 9th, and this is Starting Five. Five sports headlines in 10 minutes. Well, Tiff, Triple Crown season is here.
Woo-hoo!
And I think I'm basing this mostly on the fact that your kids dress up for baseball opening day. But I would say out of all the families I know, yours actually strikes me as the one that might get decked out for big horse racing events. I'm picturing, you know, the whole family in lavish derby hats, kids maybe sipping some non-alcoholic mint juleps, you know, the whole nine. Am I on to anything here?
Well, you know what? You're right. I totally would dress my kids up in formal attire, fancy hats, and virgin mint juleps. But Sing 2 was still on when the race started, so we had to stick with Mr. Moon and the rest of the cast. But we did go back and watch the race.
All right, let's work on the whole attire and beverages for next time. But I would say Sing 2 is not a bad consolation prize, actually.
It's truly out of this world.
Oh, wow. I do see what you did there, actually.
Thank you. All right, let's get into these headlines.
All right, we begin in the NFL, where on Friday, the Las Vegas Raiders fired their team president, Dan Ventrelli, with team owner Mark Davis releasing a statement saying, quote, "Dan Ventrelli is no longer with the Raiders organization. We will have no further comment at this time." And here's where things get interesting. Later that day, Ventrelli sent a statement of his own via text message to the Las Vegas Review-Journal saying that he received multiple written complaints from employees about a hostile work environment created by owner Mark Davis. And Ventrelli's statement goes on to say, quote, "When Mark was confronted about these issues, he was dismissive and did not demonstrate the warranted level of concern. Given this, I informed the NFL of these issues and of Mark's unacceptable response. Soon thereafter, I was fired in retaliation for raising these concerns," end quote.
Yeah, just when you thought the Raiders were ready to start anew after last year's scandal with John Gruden's racist and sexist emails, they get caught in a new controversy. And this time, it apparently goes to the very top of the organization, to team owner Mark Davis. Now, to give you a little more background on Dan Ventrelli, he had been with the Raiders for nearly 18 years before being fired on Friday. And he told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, quote, "I firmly stand by my decision to elevate these issues to protect the organization and its female employees." Now, Ventrelli's firing also comes amid a surprising amount of turnover in the front office of the Raiders. Former president Mark Bedain resigned in July 2021. Their chief operating and analysis officer, Jeremy Aguero, resigned last week, just after 7 months on the job. And the chief financial officer, as well as two other front office employees, left the organization last summer. So it could very well be that Dan Ventrelli wasn't the only person troubled by the way the Raiders are being run. Mm-hmm. The NFL announced they will conduct an investigation into Ventrelli's allegations, while their investigation into the Washington Commanders over similar hostile work environment claims continues as well.
Man, what an absolute mess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now going over to the NBA, where we've got two big game fours on Monday night, including the Grizzlies and the Warriors. And the big news there is that Ja Morant is not expected to play for Memphis due to the knee injury he sustained late in game three on Saturday night. And Matt, this whole thing has blown up into a pretty big controversy. So for anyone who missed it, what's the story?
Yeah, Tiff, there's a whole lot to unpack here. So first of all, late in that game, which was a blowout win for the Warriors, Morant was suddenly dealing with a knee injury, and it wasn't actually totally clear when he sustained it. But after the game, he tweeted out a video of a play where Warriors guard Jordan Poole actually grabbed at Morant's right knee with the phrase, quote, broke the code. And we'll come back to that in a second. Morant ended up deleting that tweet, but his teammate Jaren Jackson Jr. also talked about the code after the game.
No one's out here dirty. No one's out here like that, but it's just unfortunate. So, you know the code. Talk about the code all series at this point. But, yep, all right.
Okay, so when Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant referenced the code, it's pretty clear they're drawing a line directly to a comment that was made by Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Now, he said after game two that Dylan Brooks of the Grizzlies broke the code with a flagrant foul on Gary Payton II, and Payton actually fractured his elbow on that play. So now we've got a game four with just a ton of tension swirling around it and likely no Ja Morant. And by the way, when it comes to no Ja Morant, as you might know, the Grizzlies were really good without him this year. They were 20-5 in those games, but it's obviously going to be a different story at Chase Center, on the road, in a playoff environment. And I mean, big picture, if you're a neutral fan watching this series, you have just got to be hoping that this somehow goes seven games. I mean, even though game three was an easy win for the Warriors, we're seeing some really exciting basketball, not to mention all the drama on both sides of this series.
The other game four on Monday is the Celtics and the Bucks. Boston is trying to even up the series, and Milwaukee hoping to make it a 3-1 lead after a 103-101 win on Saturday.
Yeah, Tiff, no NBA fan likes it when the referees become a story, but that is exactly what we have heading into game four, because both of these teams are extremely unhappy with the officiating in this series, to the point that Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was complaining about it after a win.
How much does it cost if I say something, a comment about the ref? Is it 20,000? It's a lot of money, so I should not do it. I save my money. I got to pay for diapers.
By the way, in addition to making very sensible financial decisions, Giannis is averaging around 31 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists in the series. And meanwhile, the Celtics just need more from their go-to guy, Jason Tatum. He was 4-for-19 in that Game 3 loss, and he is shooting just 35% from the floor against the Bucks.
I just want to back up for a second because I can't stop thinking about the fact that Giannis is concerned about the cost of diapers. Yeah. But then again, knowing the cost of diapers, I too would not want to waste any of my $40 million a year on fines.
Fair. Okay, we also have big soccer news out of the Premier League as Chelsea FC has been bought by a group led by Todd Boehly. He's an American billionaire and part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers for a price of $3.1 billion. And of course, this team was only up for sale in the first place because Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich had his assets frozen by the British government as a result of his alleged close association with Vladimir Putin and in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Chelsea hopes that this sale will be finalized by the end of May in time for the opening of the summer transfer window, which for the non-soccer fans among you means when teams can start buying and selling players.
$3.1 billion is the largest amount of money ever paid for a sports team anywhere in the world, though that might change soon as the Denver Broncos could reportedly be sold for $4 billion.
Wow.
I know. The Chelsea deal still needs to be approved by the British government in the Premier League, and it's complicated because they're trying to ensure that current owner Roman Abramovich does not profit from the sale. A statement from Chelsea said money from the sale, quote, will be deposited into a frozen UK bank account with the intention to donate 100% to charitable causes as confirmed by Roman Abramovich. Meanwhile, Chelsea fans will anxiously wait to see if their new owners spend as much on players as their old owner did and what the reported $2.1 billion renovation of Chelsea Stadium, Stamford Bridge, will look like.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating new era for this team, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. In boxing, there was an absolutely shocking upset on Saturday night when Dmitry Bivol won a unanimous decision over the guy some people call the biggest star in the sport, Canelo Alvarez. Matt, this was Alvarez's first loss since 2013 when he was 23 years old and lost to Floyd Mayweather. What happened?
Yeah, first, it's worth noting that after we were just talking about Russia and Ukraine, that Bivol, who is Russian, was not allowed to display his nation's flag or have his national anthem played at the arena in Las Vegas prior to this fight on Saturday night. And as for the fight itself, Alvarez has been dominant in the super middleweight division of 168 pounds, but he was fighting at 175 pounds here. So that is one caveat to keep in mind. And had he won, as expected, Alvarez was supposed to face off next with Gennady Golovkin in a highly anticipated showdown, but now we could be headed toward the old Alvarez-Bivol rematch.
You know, after the fight, Alvarez said, quote, boxing is like that. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but always with your head held high. I believe that we offered to the people a great fight. We will fight again and we will win. So, yeah, I'm into a rematch.
Well, we cannot leave today without talking about one more ridiculous upset from this weekend. That was, of course, in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday when Rich Strike, a colt with only one win on his resume, won the race as an 80-1 long shot.
You know, after a horrible end to last year's Kentucky Derby, where Medina Spirit's title was stripped after the horse failed a drug test, we needed a feel-good story like this. I don't know about you. Yeah. And just listen to the sheer joy in the voice of trainer Eric Reed after the race.
I fell down the paddock when he hit the wire. I about passed out. I'm so happy. This is something that, you know, is the reason everybody does this, because we're not supposed to be here. But I knew this horse loved the track, and he'd been training so good all year.
There are so many amazing things to say about one of the greatest upsets in sports history. This is a horse that was claimed for very little money, ridden by a jockey who had never won a graded stakes race, wow, and raised by a trainer who once lost 23 horses to a barn fire. Hmm. On top of that, Rich Strike only got a spot in the race because a colt named Ethereal Road was scratched from the race Friday morning. Hmm. During the race itself, Rich Strike was behind 17 horses heading into the far turn before making an incredible late push. And as an 80-1 long shot, the people who did bet on Rich Strike, well, struck it rich, including a woman named Heather Green, who, as the Philadelphia Inquirer reported, was going to bet on Ethereal Road, then opted for his replacement, instead saying, quote, "To heck with it, give me 21. She put down $10 and ended up walking away with a cool $818. Not too bad.
Literally every bad gambling decision I've ever made in my life has been preceded by the phrase "to heck with it," but I'm very glad it worked out for her.
Me too. The next race in the Triple Crown, the Preakness, is on May 21st. Epicenter is currently the favorite to win, followed by Zandon, and then our new unsung hero, Rich Strike.
Non-alcoholic mint juleps for everyone, Tiff.
Woohoo! All right, that's it for today. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky.
And I'm Matt Straub. Thanks for listening.
To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, "Alexa, play The Lead podcast."
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know, kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.